This is Your Legal Rights. I'm Chuck Finney. On this segment of the program, we're doing employment law, but we're focusing on the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, and its application to both large and small businesses and their employees, and how Covered California can assist in applying for you in applying for a health insurance plan, if that is something you'd like to have. And that website, by the way, you might want to jot down if you're not yet familiar with it, is www.coveredca.com. My guests are employment law attorney Teodora Lee. She's a shareholder in the international law firm of Littler Mendelson. Her office is in San Francisco. My other guest is Mark Herbert, project manager and outreach manager of Small Business Majority. Funding for Your Legal Rights is made possible by the Labor and Employment Law Section of the State Bar of California, which has actually funded this program for at least 20 years. An additional funder is the California Board of Legal Specialization, the Family Law Section of the State Bar, and the Lawyer Referral Service of the Bar Association of San Francisco. Theo, can you hear me okay? Uh-oh. Theo, are you there? Did we lose Theo already?
Oh, I'm here, Chuck. How are you?
Okay, good. You had me scared, Theo.
No, I had you muted for a second.
You muted me. Oh, no. Okay, Theo, no more muting, all right? Okay, I'm glad you're here. Let's do this. What I'd like to do is have a little bit of a discussion about the big picture of the Affordable Care Act. And Mark, if you don't mind, take a minute, 90 seconds or so, to give us kind of the big picture of this thing, and then we're going to get into the nuts and bolts.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Chuck, for the opportunity to be here. And just to take a step back, our organization really focuses on the needs of small businesses. And as we're looking at the problem, 2008, we did a study that showed if nothing changed in how we did healthcare in this country over the next 10 years until 2018, we would see healthcare costs more than double, and that's five times the rate of inflation. Just here in California, we're talking about $243 billion. So there's a significant problem, and clearly something had to be done. And that's really how we got to where we are now, is Congress looked at the challenge, and a lot of people got together to talk about what do we do about the cost.
Wow, incredible. Theo, let me ask you this. You represent large businesses. Why are we even talking about large businesses here and the Affordable Care Act? What's the point?
Well, the reason that we're talking about large businesses is because the most significant obligation under the Affordable Care Act is the employer's shared responsibility or pay or play mandate, which goes into effect January 1st, 2015. If you are an employer with 50 or more full-time or full-time equivalent employees, you must pay a penalty if you do not provide to your employees health care coverage that provides coverage to at least 95% of your full-time employees and their children. And that coverage must be at least of minimal value, and it has to be affordable.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't provide them with that type of health coverage, then you pay a penalty.
Hmm.
That's why this act has a significant impact on large employers.
What though, if you're saying this doesn't go into effect until 2015, I presume it's January 1st, 2015, is that right?
It is January 1st, 2015. It was supposed to go in effect on January 1st of 2014. However, as you may recall, back in the summer of this year, they decided to delay the effective date of what everyone calls the employer mandate, or otherwise known as shared responsibility.
Okay. And if though, an employee is working for one of these outfits where the employer, the large employer, is not going to provide health care coverage to the employee until January 1st of 2015 or pay a penalty, and the employer could do that, shouldn't then that employee, if that employee and his children, his or her children, don't have coverage, shouldn't they be applying to coveredcalifornia.com, coveredca.com, or not? Mark,
then,
what do you say?
That's absolutely right. And so if someone isn't receiving coverage through their employer, then they can go to coveredca.com. They can see what they're eligible for. You can enroll now. It's been open since October 1st. And here in California, we have created our own marketplace. And also, a lot of what we've heard in the media, obviously, with the challenges that we've seen with healthcare.gov is for the federal marketplace. And here in California, in 2010, in a bipartisan effort, we decided that we wanted to do healthcare reform implementation in a way that worked for Californians. And so the legislature passed a law to create Covered California, and that's what we have, and that's what's been working. And really, there are two main ways that you would enter through the marketplace in Covered California. One is for individuals and families, and so those are folks who either don't have insurance through their employer or maybe are self-employed, and they would be able then to access coverage, and depending on their level of income, they may be eligible for some sort of subsidy. And if you make between 0 and 400% of the federal poverty level, you could then possibly be eligible for Medi-Cal or a federal subsidy, and that would be eligible through the marketplace. And if you're a small employer, and to get back to Theo's point about the employer shared responsibility aspect of the legislation, if you are a small employer who have less than 50 employees, that means that you are one of the 96% of businesses in this country that have less than 50 employees. And if you're one of those small employees, one of the 96% of businesses, then you would not be asked to cover your employees. But if you choose to do so, and if you are interested in finding out what your options and opportunities are, there is a special marketplace that has specifically been created for small employers here in California called the Small Business Health Options Program, or SHOP for short. And you can go to Covered California and you can find out what rates might be available to you as a small employer. But again, you would not be required to. So that's why if you're one of the 96% of small businesses in this country that is less than 50, you would not be asked to cover your employees.
Let me throw this out to you. If an employer, whether this is and Theo, also I'd like your input on this, if you would. If you are an employer, whether you're a small employer or a large employer, if you provide health care coverage and you pay for it as the employer, isn't that, under the IRS, a deductible expense? So what difference does it make whether we're talking about the Affordable Care Act or if you just pay it anyway and you deduct the charge for health care coverage? Let's take a small business.
Sure. It's for a couple of reasons. I mean, one, yes, you get the tax break and the tax deduction. But the other thing that we've consistently seen is before this legislation, there was no beyond the tax incentive, you weren't required to offer insurance coverage to your employees. But clearly, many did. If you're a firm that's larger than 50, 96% of firms larger than 50 already offer insurance to their employees. Mm-hmm. So clearly, there's an incentive for employers to be able to retain the best and the brightest and the best talent by offering this as a benefit. And really what this legislation does is it builds on that existing model and still allows that as an opportunity for large employers will now be asked to do that, much of which most are already doing. And small employers now will have a new opportunity to access affordable coverage. One of the biggest barriers for smaller firms has been the cost. And on average, smaller firms, those that are smaller than 50, are paying 18% more for the health insurance that they currently get through the small group marketplace than larger firms. And mainly that's because larger firms have much larger purchasing power, so they can get a better deal from the insurance companies because they have more employees to offer that insurance company. And through Covered California, with this Small Business Health Options Program or the SHOP Marketplace, these smaller firms are now going to have that same purchasing power that larger firms had. So it's a new opportunity. It's a new marketplace specifically for these small employers to be able to access affordable health insurance for them and their employees.
So number,
and I just want to add
please.
To what Mark said. The actual SHOP exchange is really designed to help level the playing field for these smaller businesses, because employers now of all sizes can shop outside of the marketplace, look within the marketplace and exchange. It kind of creates a large pool of buyers. By doing that, by increasing the buying power, you get leads to better quality and more affordable plans. But I also want to point out for those real small small employers. The small employer that has 25 or less full-time employees, in addition to the tax deduction, it can apply for tax breaks up to 50% of their contribution of their employees' premiums starting in 2014. And to qualify, you pay at least 50% of the employees' premiums, and the workers' average annual wages can't be more than $50,000 a year. And then to qualify, you basically purchase the insurance on the Affordable Insurance Exchange. Then you claim that credit on your income tax return, attach Form 8941, and that is something that will allow even the baby employers to provide health care coverage with not only the tax deduction, but also the tax credit.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And just to add to that as well, for small firms that have already been offering coverage to their employees who meet that criteria that Theo just mentioned, less than 25 employees, making the annual wages average of less than $50,000 a year, they can file past returns for that credit back to 2010 if they have not claimed that credit.
So if they have already been providing health coverage, they can go back to 2010?
Yes,
that is correct.
And the expectation is that by 2019, over $40 billion will go to small businesses, specifically through this tax credit. But there's a significant lack of knowing about this tax credit and the availability of this credit in the small business community, because frankly, small business owners are concentrating on running their small businesses.
Sure,
they're not interested in getting into the healthcare business. So it's an important aspect of the legislation.
Well, you know, I did, and I don't. My practice as a deputy DA, I have not gotten into the whole idea of the Affordable Care Act, although I have prepared for this and I've gone to the website of Covered California or CoveredCA.com. And this is the first time I've heard about going back as far as 2010 and being able to get that tax credit that you would have going forward.
That's correct. So it's something that went into effect immediately when the legislation was passed, and it was really to try to, as Theo mentioned, level the playing field, really, for those small employers who may not been able to access care before. But it's something now that moving forward will be available only through Covered California in the SHOP marketplace. So if you, but the tax credit will actually be more generous than it has been in the past, and it'll be for 2 years in the SHOP Covered California marketplace if you qualify. So it's one of the unique features only available in SHOP.
And is that something that if someone goes to coveredca.com and goes to SHOP, S-H-O-P, that the small employer can actually find and educate him or herself or themselves?
Sure. So there's a small business section on the Covered California website. Again, it's coveredca.com, and you can go there, select the small business section. There are a lot of fact sheets with information there about what you need to know as a small employer and what you need to know to either take advantage of the tax credits, to apply and get rates through SHOP Marketplace, or to find an agent or a broker in your area that can help you make those decisions.
You know, one of the things that I think has been so difficult for the average public, at least nationwide, is the nationwide website that has had so many problems that at this point the expectation, I think, from the average person is probably pretty low on being able to go through the government website. Covered California has not had that problem. Is that correct?
That's correct. I mean, we, as I mentioned before, decided early on that we wanted to make this work for Californians. And so with legislation, it was passed. It's gone into effect. Our website, coveredca.com, has been up and running since October 1st, and it will continue to be live as folks enroll. And so we have actually seen a significant number of folks interested. I think the website to date had over 2.2 or 2.5 million unique visits. So folks are interested
in California.
In California,
that's fantastic.
Alone. And so it's a significant interest in what's available and looking for that as an opportunity.
That's wonderful. I'm going to come back to you, Theo, in just a moment, if you don't mind. But I want to let the listeners know this is Your Legal Rights. I'm Chuck Finney. We're talking about the Affordable Care Act, its application to businesses, both large and small, and their employees. We're talking about how Covered California can assist in applying for helping your business, or if you're an employee, or if, even if you're not employed, help you find some health insurance coverage. It's www.coveredca.com. My guests are employment law attorney Teodora Lee. She's a shareholder in the international law firm of Littler Mendelson. Her office is in San Francisco. My other guest is Mark Herbert, project manager and outreach manager of Small Business Majority, which is a national organization. Let me do this. I want to... Theo, at the beginning of the program, you mentioned that your office has put together a website where people can get some information on this. Am I correct on that?
Yes, exactly. We have what we call the Littler Healthcare Reform Practice Group, and you can go to littlerhealthcarereform.com/A/HCR Advisor. There is an online tool there that will allow you as a small business to put in information about your company. It's a customized program that asks you questions about how many employees you have, what health insurance you provide, do you provide it, whether it meets the minimum requirements, and it will produce free of charge a customized report explaining the results based on your input. And by getting a sense of whether you are covered, and if you are a employer employing more than 50 full-time equivalents, you can also get a report of whether there are possible penalties. Then you can then decide how best to address your obligations under the Affordable Care Act. Mm-hmm. And this is a tool that we are providing to employers so that everyone is in compliance.
Let me give that again, and I'll give it, Theo, because I've got it right in front of me. Littler, Littler, healthcare reform. That's one word, believe it or not. No spaces. littlerhealthcarereform.com/A/HCR Advisor. What's the HCR stand for?
That is Healthcare Reform Advisor.
Okay. All right. Healthcare Reform Advisor. All right. So there you are. And then the other blockbuster is the coveredca.com. And if you're at all interested, that's where you can go and try to start educating yourself. For those of you who listen to the program live, whether it's in the Bay Area or on the Internet, www.klw.org, we will take some calls from you in the second half hour of the program. So if you do have questions or comments, in a few minutes, I will give the local number. And also for those of you who are wondering, when will the next Call a Lawyer night be? And this is for those of you who are not familiar with it. Every month, usually the last Wednesday of the month, we will have what's called Call a Lawyer. I'll be doing a live program. And in the studio, or actually I'm in the studio here, but in the conference room, two rooms down from me, I'll have probably 7 or 8 lawyers, certified specialists and non-certified specialists in the law, usually 7 or 8 different areas of the law, who will be talking with you off the air on an 800 number. It's a great opportunity for you to call in. So we're doing that next week. That'll be November 20th. And the reason we're doing that is I felt that I probably would have great difficulty getting guests out on Thanksgiving Eve.
Wise man.
Let alone having an audience. So that's what we're doing on November 20th, if you're interested. You know, a couple of things that I'd like to do before we go on to some of the other major issues you're concerned about. In my research on this, I have found that, unfortunately, as with everything, there are scams in this area. There are scams apparently on some bogus websites. There are scams where some people are telling prospective consumers of healthcare plans that you need to have a new national insurance card. If you're on Medicare, you need to have a new Medicare card. Can you talk a bit about that, Mark?
Sure. I mean, with anything new, there are challenges to ensuring that folks are talking to the people they should be talking to. And specifically, when we're talking about online enrollment, that can be a challenge to folks who may not know exactly where to go. So the important thing is the website, the only official website in California for health insurance, for the health insurance exchange, is coveredca.com. Dot com. Mm-hmm. That is the only website available, and so that's a significant aspect. The other is be careful of folks who may be coming to the door. We've heard reports of folks doing door-to-door work and getting personal information, claiming to be part of healthcare reform, as well as receiving calls at home from folks who claim to be needing information to enroll folks in health coverage. So just make sure that whoever you are talking to is certified. You can do that by either calling the Covered California website phone number. If you're not sure who you're talking to is from Covered California, you can always hang up the phone. You can get online and go find the website, get the correct number, and call them back. You can always make sure that you are at coveredca.com and ensure that anyone that may be coming to your door is the appropriate person. So I would recommend always double-checking and ensuring that you are talking to the folks that you should be talking to.
Here's a couple of things that have come to my attention that I'd like both of you to talk about, if you would, please. And by the way, I will have an announcement for people in the Bay Area about a number of workshops coming up this coming Sunday, November 17th, and I'll let you know about that, including the Affordable Care Act being conducted in San Francisco. But I'll let you know about that in just a few minutes for those of you who are going to be with us for the entire hour. But here's a question. So far, total ACA, Affordable Care Act enrollment, is 106,000. And now that's throughout the country for private health insurance. This is far less than the 500,000 that the Obama administration hoped would sign up. I think we've all heard this on the news from whatever station you're listening to. A lot of people are having extreme difficulty navigating the system and can't complete their applications. There are lots of people who are not tech savvy and lack access to a computer. Are there organizations or nonprofits that can provide personal assistance? Now, do either of you have some? Let me start with you, Mark, on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful question. I think first, just to reiterate, here in California specifically, we are not burdened with those technical internet challenges. The enrollment site is working and you can get on. When they released the numbers for California, they did a survey, and 88% of the folks who were getting information online or getting it through the call center said that they received sufficient information. So here in California, we're a little different. But in terms of working one-on-one with someone to get enrolled, it's a great question, and there are two basic answers to that. One, if you're an individual or family that's looking to get coverage, there are enrollment entities that exist throughout the state that will work with you one-on-one to choose the plan and the product that works for you. You can find a local enrollment entities by going to the Covered California website, coveredca.com, select the option that says I need help, and then you can put in your zip code and it'll show a list of all the enrollment entities in your area. Also, if you're a small business and you're interested in seeing what options might be available to you through the shop marketplace, you can go to the same website, coveredca.com, select that button, and there is a list of insurance agents who have been certified by Covered California who can get you a quote on what your insurance costs would be through Covered California. Mm-hmm. And they will work with you one-on-one. And as a small business, you would not have to pay the agent anything. They're reimbursed through from the insurance companies and from the shop marketplace.
The problem, though, is some people don't have access to the internet. What do they do? How do they learn about this?
Sure, absolutely. So there's a phone number that folks can call.
Would you give
toll
that,
free. It's 1-800-300-1506 that you can call. That'll take you to the Covered California call center. They will walk you through your options. And then also for small businesses, you can call the shop assistance line, and that's 1-877-453-9198.
And what is that again?
Specifically for small businesses. That's the shop help center for small business owners.
SHOP. All right. The two numbers that if you do not have access to the internet, 1-800-300-1506. That's through Covered California. The other one is the shop number for small businesses, 1-877-453-9198. 877-453-9198. On this issue that we've been talking about here, Theo, do you have any comments on this?
No, But I do want to add just something that everyone has been hearing about in the news about employers reducing full-time employees' hours so they average less than 30 hours a week, you know, hiring more part-time employees to replace full-time employees, utilizing independent contractors as opposed to employees and our staffing agencies. And I just want to kind of send out some considerations for you employers, particularly those employers that have 50 or more employees. Be careful if you want to try to employ that strategy, because in coming up with complying with the pay or play and trying to avoid that pay or play penalty, you need to be aware that the IRS here in California, the EDD, they come down hard on misclassification issues. Even if you try to say someone's an independent contractor so that they don't count toward your 50 or more full-time equivalents, you may be facing further liability for worker misclassification. So I want to warn all of you employers out there that trying to hire independent contractors instead of employees is not necessarily the solution. The other thing that I want to put out there is reducing hours below 30 hours is something you hear about all the time that employers are going to do. But I want to caution employers that before you consider reducing hours or dismissing, you need to think about the possible litigation that could arise. Discrimination claims, for example, if you dismiss someone to reduce the number of employees below the 50 threshold, you may be facing some type of discrimination claim for age, disability, or violation of a federal statute. And one of the things I want to point out is that under the ERISA statute, it prohibits employers from taking any action that interferes with a plan's participant's exercise of a right under an employee benefit plan or interferes with an employee's attainment of a right to a plan. And therefore, there may be an argument that terminating an employee to avoid the pay or play penalty may be an ERISA violation. And, you know, one of the things that you have to be careful when you're looking at strategies to address your obligations under the ACA, be fully apprised of the other risk that you face.
We have run out of time of the statewide version. We will continue, however, for another half hour on the live program. It is 7:27 and a half at 91.7, your local public radio station, KOW in San Francisco. This is Your Legal Rights. I'm Chuck Finney. We're doing a program on the Affordable Care Act. We're focusing, of course, on employers and employees. This is a program that is funded by the Labor and Employment Law Section of the State Bar of California. So if you would like to call in with a question, a comment, a concern that you may have, whether you're an employer or an employee, or even if you're not an employee, but you're someone who is seeking insurance coverage, health insurance, the number is 1-415-841-4134, 415-841-4134. My guests are employment law attorney Theo Lee, a shareholder in the international law firm of Littler Mendelson. She has an office in San Francisco. Mark Herbert, who's project manager and outreach manager of Small Business Majority. If you have tuned in the last few minutes, let me just tell you, don't do that again. Always start with us at the right time. Don't get in late. The major website that we're talking about is coveredca.com. That's Covered California, but it's the website www.coveredca.com. My guest, Theo Lee, has with her firm a website that has been very helpful, is very helpful to small businesses in really giving you a picture of with your specifics, what you may be faced with in terms of cost, etc. That website is Littler, Littler, healthcarereform.com/A/HCR advisor. And health, pardon me, Littler Healthcare Reform is one word. .com/A/HCR Advisor. One of the things I'd like to let you know about before we take any calls is that we were being asked in that question that was brought in just a couple of minutes ago, are there any places people can get this information if they are not tech savvy, et cetera, et cetera. Let me mention to you that the third annual Art of Financial Well-Being Resource Fair, presented by the Jewish Community Center of San Francisco, will be this coming Sunday. That's November 17th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in San Francisco at the Jewish Community Center of San Francisco, 3200 California Street at Presidio. And they're going to have workshops, Affordable Care Act slash Covered CA, financial aspects of marital and non-marital partnerships, long-term care insurance, Medicare, and Social Security. It's free. Everyone is welcome. If you're interested, they're asking that you register in advance. I'll give you that phone number, 415-292-1200. 415-292-1200. If you'd like to get more information about this, the website for the Jewish Community Center is www.jccsf.org/FWB. That's FWB stands for financial well-being. So it's www.jccsf.org/FWB. So that's something that for those of you who are not tech savvy, you might find that to be a very valuable situation. I want to give our phone number again and encourage you, whether you're listening live in the Bay Area or listening on the internet at www.kalw.org, the phone number is 415-841-4134. 415-841-4134. If you have a question, comment, etc. Again, I want to remind you, next week, November 20th, is our Call a Lawyer night, and you might want to jot down that number. The lawyers will be here while I'm doing the live program on family law. The lawyers will be here in the conference room from 7 to 8 talking with you off the air on the 800 number, 1-800-525-9917. 1-800-525-9917. Mark, did you want to say something?
Sure. Well, just in terms of small businesses and accessing this new marketplace, and as we've been talking about, there's sort of two ways you can access Covered California, one for individuals and families and see if you'd be eligible for a subsidy, and then one through a small business marketplace specifically for firms who have less than 50 employees. And I just wanted to highlight the two aspects of that small business marketplace that aren't currently available in the small group marketplace for small firms that get insurance. And one is the tax credit. And we briefly covered that, but just to reiterate, it's for firms that have less than 25 employees, the average annual wages of the employees are less than $50,000, and the employer covers at least half of the premium for the employees. So if you meet that criteria, you could be eligible for a tax credit in this new small business marketplace. And the other aspect of the marketplace that's really unique is something called employee choice. And it's something that our organization, Small Business Majority, advocated for here in California, in Covered California, adopted. It allows an employee a unique opportunity. So as a small employer, usually when you go to a small group marketplace, you select a plan, and then that plan is what your employees get. Well, under Covered California, as a small employer through the shop marketplace, you can select a plan, a specific tier, and say you want your employees to have a specific tier of coverage, and then your employees have the opportunity to choose any insurance provider in that tier that they'd like. So if you choose Kaiser as the employer, as your benchmark plan, your employees could choose Blue Shield, or they could choose Health Net. And all of the...
Now, wait a minute. I'm confused. Wait a minute. Did we lose Theo? Okay, can you... Martin, can you call Theo back? We apparently lost her for some reason. You've got the phone number there. Go ahead.
So it's called employee choice. And how Covered California is set up is each insurance product is on a metal tier. So it starts with bronze, mm-hmm. and it goes up to platinum. And with bronze, it's low premiums, high out-of-pocket costs.
Big deductibles. Right?
Large deductibles mm-hmm. and lower premiums. Mm-hmm. And then a platinum plan goes bronze, silver, gold, platinum. A mm-hmm. platinum plan has a higher premium but lower out-of-pocket costs. Mm-hmm. So as a small employer, I say I want to choose the silver tier, and I choose Kaiser as my benchmark plan.
Okay.
then usually what happened before this marketplace existed is that all of your employees would essentially get Kaiser as their insurance.
Mm-hmm.
But what this now provides with employee choice is that your employees can choose any product in the silver tier that they
really?
Like.
Okay.
So it allows additional choice for employees. It gives employers a competitive advantage because now you can offer your employees any type of coverage they want that contracts with maybe a doctor they really like. So if you have an employee that really loves Kaiser, they could still get Kaiser.
So in other words, at an employer who might be a small, have a small crew of employees, what you're saying here under what we have under this Affordable Care Act plan is that not all of the employees for this small business have to be insured by Kaiser or Blue Shield or whatever. They get to choose.
That's correct. That's so if in the shop marketplace, mm-hmm. it's a specific feature that currently doesn't exist in the small group marketplace outside of Covered California.
That's terrific. Theo, are you back with us?
I am.
What happened? What happened?
I have no idea. I was here listening and all of a sudden died.
It was the gremlin. The gremlin was running. Theo?
Yes, I'm
I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Can employers purchase group health plans through the exchanges? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, basically, if an employer with fewer than 100 full-time workers, they are able to use the shop exchanges to compare and purchase the group plans. But employers over that still can shop outside of the marketplace, provided the plan chooses that they choose is provides the minimum coverage offered on the marketplace. You may have heard recently a lot of employees and citizens have been having their health plans canceled
yes.
because they don't meet the minimum requirements.
Yeah.
And that is a feature that is problematic with the Affordable Care Act. And as you may know, here in California, the Insurance Commission ordered Blue Shield to reinstate those policies. And Mark, you might be able to talk about that a little more, but that's going to be the biggest issue for employers is whether you are providing the minimum coverage necessary.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit
sure.
about that, Mark?
Sure. So the main feature of this is that with this legislation, there are new minimum requirements that all insurance products have to have. And just to mention a couple, I mean, one is that you obviously have to have guaranteed issue where there you can't be denied for pre-existing condition. All products have now to have that. You can't base a rate on the gender of the individual. So previous to this legislation, it was very normal for women to be charged significantly higher rates than men for the mm-hmm. exact same insurance product. Mm-hmm. So that can no longer happen. And so there are these sort of basic features that now have been implemented. There are 10 essential health benefits that cover maternity care, mental health and substance abuse issues, outpatient services, among others. So there are these minimum essential benefits. And what that really is like is we can currently buy any kind of car that we want now. But you can't buy a car without a seatbelt or without an airbag.
Mm-hmm.
And these minimum essential health benefits are simply an attempt to create greater transparency so that when we purchase insurance, we know what we're getting. And we're not all of a sudden surprised that it doesn't have coverage when I have a kid, when it doesn't have maternity care. So you can buy any kind of car you want. You just can't buy a car that doesn't have an airbag. And so we don't check our cars to see if they have airbags because we know that that's a minimum requirement.
That's the minimum required of federal law.
Right. So these plans that are being canceled are ones that don't have those minimum requirements.
All right. The number 1-415-841-4134. 1-415-841-4134. One of the things that we discussed a few minutes ago in the first half hour of the program was, and I'd like you both to talk a little bit about this. It appears that, and correct me if I'm wrong, because it sounded that this was the situation. Under certain circumstances, an employer may have a requirement to have health insurance for the employee and the employee's children. What about the spouse?
Well, first of all, the coverage that has to be provided, and we go to the issue of whether or not the health care coverage is deemed to be affordable.
Okay.
Okay, the health care coverage is deemed affordable if the employees required contribution for the lowest cost, self-only coverage provides minimum value, meaning that it is does not exceed 9.5% of the employee's household. Now,
what does that mean of the employee's household? What does that mean?
Well, typically, you wouldn't know what the employee's household income is.
I see.
So the IRS has basically come out with regulations saying that you can avoid the shared responsibility payment for an employee if the employee's share of the premium for employee-only coverage does not exceed 9.5% of their wages for that year as reported on that employee's W-2 form.
Mm-hmm.
So that is when you get into determining whether the health care coverage is deemed affordable. And then the second piece that is part of the minimum value is for health care plans to provide minimum value, it must pay 60% or more of the total cost of the benefits provided under the plan. And the Department of Health and Human Services, if you go to their website, they have a minimum value calculator to help you determine if a plan meets the minimum value.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the two major components that must be met for the employer-provided health coverage to meet the requirements of the Affordable Care Act.
Okay, I am still confused and puzzled by this because it sounds like with what both of you have said during this program is that the only person who may benefit from the Affordable Care Act is the employee versus the employee's other members of the household. So if someone's married, the spouse would not be covered under the Affordable Care Act. The children may not be covered. Could you clarify that for me, Mark?
Let me clarify.
Okay, go ahead, Theo.
Let me say.
Please.
Basically, the pay or play penalty comes into play if the employer does not offer at least 95% of their full-time employees and their children minimal essential health care coverage.
Okay, I got you.
That provides at least minimum value and is affordable to the employee.
What about the spouse, though?
The spouse is not, you're not required.
The spouse is hanging out the window.
So, and just to clarify, this is the minimum requirements for an employee plan to their employee, to employer plan to their employee is just for firms over 50. So
yeah,
this is just for the 4% of businesses in this country that are larger than 50. The 96% of businesses in this country that are less than 50 would not be subject to these requirements. They can offer coverage if they so choose, but they would not be penalized if it wasn't deemed affordable. But it is an aspect where you want to ensure, the idea is to make sure that an employee has an affordable plan. So if they are paying more than 9.5% of their income, it's not considered affordable.
Mm-hmm.
However, if that plan is not offered to an employee's spouse, that spouse can go on to Covered California, and they can get a plan. And if they're not offered coverage through their spouse employer, then they can get a subsidy if their income is less than 400% of the federal poverty level.
So if a spouse is not working or a spouse is making minimal income, let's say under $10,000 a year, that spouse who may not be covered by the employer's insurance coverage that perhaps the spouse's spouse is covered by, that spouse then will get some kind of a subsidy through Covered California?
That spouse would still be subject to the household income for the premium subsidy purposes. So in other words, if you are working and you are receiving health coverage, but that health coverage is not offered to your spouse, your spouse can go to the coveredca.com website, search for a plan and purchase a plan, and the household income, so your income and your spouse's income, would be calculated in determining whether or not that your spouse would be eligible for a subsidy. Give you an idea, a family of four that makes less than $92,000 a year is eligible for some sort of subsidy. That's less than 400% of the federal poverty level.
Wow.
So 400% of the federal poverty level for a family of four is $92,000 or less.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Any comments on that, Theo?
No, I think he's got it covered, Mark.
I think that's good. I think that's good. All right. You know what I'm finding interesting about this? Here, this has been such a big and important thing for people who may have minimal insurance, health insurance coverage or no health insurance coverage. And we have not had one call. I do not understand this. I find this very puzzling, frankly, considering that this program, usually, whatever topic we do, we get plenty of calls. And I find that this is there some big game on tonight or what?
Well, what's going on? You know, one of the things that I have to say that we have a California audience.
Yeah.
If we were doing this program in Texas, which is where I'm from, I think we would have a different response because they're having major problems.
Yeah.
California,
yeah.
It's working.
That's good.
In the Bay Area,
that's
most
good.
Of my clients, most employers already provide health care to their employees, and those who don't have already begun to take advantage of the various exchanges. And, you know, I think because the program is really designed to help small employers as well as employers in general, we may have an audience that are already in compliance.
Well, that's a very good and positive response you made, Theo, and I'm glad you said that because it makes me feel okay. It makes me feel that that's the reason that we have had. Actually, there's one person calling right now. It may be my cat, who's very smart.
But I think Theo is absolutely right, because here in California, there are multiple ways to access this information. And you can call a call center with that 800 number that we just read. You can go to the website, and all that information is there. And even in Covered California's own numbers that they released today, 88% of the folks who had visited or tried to find the information said that they received all the information that they needed to make the important decisions that they need to make. So, Theo, I think you're absolutely right. I think because of how it's been set up, the multiple ways that they can access this information, I think folks are doing so and getting the answers they need.
All right. We do have a caller, and this is Karen. Karen, could you tell the audience, are we related in any way whatsoever?
No, we are not.
Karen, welcome to the program.
So, Chuck, I've been listening to your show for almost 30 years.
Oh, you poor woman. Oh, my God.
So I'm listening tonight. I'm a college graduate. I'm self-employed. And this vast amount of very complex lists and requirements and websites and IRS and calculations and all of that is absolutely mind-boggling.
Mm.
For a simple, Affordable Care Act, people thought when the Affordable Act came in, this is what I thought, people are going to get it.
Yeah.
But now to get it, and then everyone's, millions of people's existing plans are getting canceled, which President Obama promised they wouldn't, and all he can say is he's sorry.
Yeah.
And people are freaked out. They don't have work. They don't have jobs. They don't have food. The food stamp program got cut. And now they're going to have to spend hours to go back and forth to the California, to the website, to the IRS. Now they're worrying about their spouse and their children and whether they got it or they calculate. It's completely like Brazil, the movie.
Let me get some comments for you, Karen. Thank you very much. Frustrated comments here.
Well, Karen, I have to agree with you, and I'm just going to say this directly, and it may get some criticism.
Uh-oh, careful
ACA
now.
The ACA is flawed. It was a massive, rushed, ill-conceived product that was issued out of haste and compromise. I believe that you are absolutely right when you say that we needed to make some changes. But what we have is a colossal mess.
Mm.
And I will tell you that it's very difficult for even the most intelligent people out there to understand what they can and cannot do, what they can and what they have. So, Karen, I totally agree. I think that what we have is a very challenging statute that is constantly changing through regulations from the IRS, through regulations from the Health and Human Services. I mean, that is the problem.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think clearly nothing is perfect. And you know, I think it's a lot of folks have agreed that the ACA isn't a perfect law and there's a lot of work to do. But I do think the bigger picture, you know, as we started off, the skyrocketing increases in healthcare costs and what we've seen over the last few years. And, you know, I mean, the number one cause of bankruptcy in this country was medical debt, right? Because folks didn't have insurance or they thought they had insurance, but it wasn't very good insurance. And so I think that clearly something had to be done. And I think that this was a good step forward to doing something. Obviously, with anything new, there are going to be challenges. But it doesn't change the fact that millions of Americans who've never been able to get coverage are going to be able to get coverage through this legislation. There are unique features of the various small business marketplaces that didn't exist and now exist. And so while I think there are going to be challenges, obviously, with the website issues that we're hearing at the federal level, I do think that fundamentally folks are going to be able to get coverage that have never gotten coverage before. So I do think that we are moving in the right direction, but I think it's clear that it isn't perfect.
Karen, do you have any coverage?
If you need help.
Oh, gosh. Okay. We lost Karen, unfortunately. Did we? Karen, you're gone? I guess she's gone. And Karen was very frustrated about this. And obviously, I think there are a lot of people who are very frustrated. Let me mention again, just in case, let's say you are not that clever on the internet and find this whole thing mind-boggling, which certainly Karen communicated to us. I'd just like to mention again, if you are in the Bay Area, that the Jewish Community Center of San Francisco is having its third annual Art of Financial Well-Being Resource Fair, which is this Sunday, November 17th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., at its offices at 3200 California Street at Presidio. And among different workshops, of five different workshops, they will have the Affordable Care Act and Covered California covered, along with Social Security, Medicare, long-term care insurance, financial aspects of marital and non-marital partnerships. And it's free. Everyone is welcome. And if you're interested, again, you can call for advance registration, which is 415-292-1200. Or if you do have access to a computer, you may want to go to the Jewish Community Center's website and get more information about what's going to happen on Sunday. It's www.jccsf.org/FWB, which stands for Financial Well-Being. So maybe that would be helpful to you if you are having a problem with this. We do have Lisa. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks. I had just the opposite experience of your last caller.
Okay.
So I've been cobraing in my insurance since I got laid off as a teacher. I have three or four different part-time hourly jobs, and I checked the internet, and then I called the 800 number. They answered on the first ring and spent 45 minutes with me, and it was beautiful and flawless. And
you're married to Mark, right? You're married to Mark, Lisa? Is that right?
But you know, when I hit 50, my COBRA went up by over $100 a month.
Whoa.
And that's what prompted me to call.
Whoa. So what's the situation? How are you going to benefit now with having gone to coveredca.com? Do you know what you're going to have to be paying?
So I'm going to be paying a little less than $100 a month. I was paying 35% of my gross income in medical.
Really?
For my COBRA.
Wow.
Now I'm going to be paying about a little under $100. I'm saving about $400 and change per month.
Good for you.
Fantastic.
Good for you,
that's
Lisa.
That's a great feedback. Thank you, Lisa.
That's outstanding.
I had a high deductible plan, so it cost me $95 to go in the door, and then I'd get a bill afterwards. Hmm. I mean, now I'm going to have a plan that gives me a copay. It's really like magic for me.
Good for you.
That's wonderful.
Excellent.
I've never heard the ACA.
You're a positive story.
Yeah, I've never heard the Affordable Care Act referred to as magic, but I will quote you on that if that's okay with you, Lisa.
Lisa,
oh,
You will get your dividend check soon.
No, I know. I've heard all these complaints, and I've been telling my friends, really, don't listen to the federal.
Oh, no.
Yes,
you're right.
California really was doing it.
California rocks. Okay,
and
Lisa.
I will confirm that. California rocks. Texas does not.
Lisa, so thanks so much for calling. Take care.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay, Wayne, you better be good now. Go ahead, Wayne. You're on the air.
Hi there. I'm not married to your guest either.
Well, that's too bad, Wayne. Go ahead.
The comment is that I also had an excellent experience with Covered California.
Fantastic.
When I signed up. I got a live person on the first go. They were very helpful, and I am actually a low-income person and so qualify for a really good situation that's going to save me. Just like the last caller said, I'll be paying somewhere around... Actually, I think it's going to be less than $100 a month.
Wow.
At the moment, I'm paying $460 a month.
Ooh. Wow, so that's fantastic.
It's going to be a huge change. But here's the question.
Yeah.
So some friends of mine have a very small business, and I listened with interest to the discussion of the 25 employees and under situation, which is possible. I'm wondering if there is any provision within the Covered California ACA for literally micro businesses. Two employees, three employees.
Number one.
If there's anything even better that's offered, anything that's really geared towards small businesses. And number two, it is actually a non-profit business, and I wonder whether there is any ramification for that.
Let me see if I can get that quickly because we're nearly at the end of the time. Turn your radio back on if you would, Wayne. Glad you called. Mark,
yeah, that's a fantastic question. So the last part of that is nonprofits are small employers and can access the shop marketplace.
They can. Okay.
In addition,
and also nonprofits can apply for the tax credit as well.
Good. That's correct. It's not as generous because they're already a tax-exempt status, but they can still access the tax credit. And in terms of the very, very small...
The two employees,
yes. If you have at least one W-2 employee, you are eligible to go into the shop marketplace.
Really?
You might be eligible for a tax credit depending on those three criteria of less than 25, less than 50,000 average wages, and you already pay 50% of the premium. So, yes, it could still apply to your friend's small business and small company. Greatly encourage them to get on the coveredca.com website, find an agent near them, give them a call, and see what kind of rates they can get.
All right, let me give you the magic phone numbers again. This one is for Covered California, 1-800-300-1506. If you don't want to go to the website, coveredca.com. The other number, which is, and I'll get Mark to say what this relates to, but the other magic number is 1-877-453-9198. 877-453-9198.
Yeah, that's the shop, specifically small business marketplace. So, Wayne, if you're still listening, your friend can call that number to get some more information, or like I said, go on the coveredca.com website, find an agent near them, put in your zip code, find a certified agent, and get a quote on what their rates might be through shop.
Well, I think you've given the audience, those who were confused, totally confused, and those who are happy, an opportunity to chime in. And we have come to the end of the program. Theo, I want to thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you were
fun.
You were great. You were great. Thank you very much for joining us on the program. And Mark, thank you very much for joining us. Great to have you on the program.
It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Your first time here. Theo's been on the program before. My guests have been employment law attorney Theodora Lee. She's a shareholder in the international law firm of Littler Mendelson. Her office is in San Francisco. My other guest is Mark Herbert, project manager and outreach manager of Small Business Majority. Thank you both very much. Your Legal Rights production staff members are program engineer Joanne Marr and production assistant Martin McLean. Funding for Your Legal Rights is made possible by the Labor and Employment Law Section of the State Bar of California. Additional funding is provided by the Trust and Estate Section of the State Bar, the Lawyer Referral Service of the Bar Association of San Francisco, the California Applicants Attorneys Association, and the San Francisco Bar Association, and the San Mateo County Bar Association, pardon me for saying that. And if you are interested in getting a lawyer through the San Francisco Bar, that number through lawyer referral is 415-989-1616, 415-989-1616. Next week is Call a Lawyer Night. where you'll be able to talk with attorneys off the air at 1-800-525-9917. On the air, we're going to be talking about family law, divorce and child custody, avoiding fighting, and other unproductive divorce topics. My guests will be family law attorneys Esther Rosenfeld and Douglas Robin. Thanks for joining us on Your Legal Rights. I'm Chuck Finney.